On this day 25 years ago, a mid-air crash between an American plane and a Chinese plane triggered an 11-day diplomatic crisis. The collision killed a Chinese fighter pilot, and Beijing plays up this event every April 1st as a historical grievance. Scott Tong has the story.
The American Navy pilot that day was Shane Osborne. He flew a large surveillance plane over the South China Sea as his crew monitored Chinese communications. But then he says a Chinese fighter pilot flew up to him real close.
He came in too fast from behind me, and he tried to pitch his nose up and slow an airplane down. Well, when he pitched it up, it flew up into my left wing and it cut him in half.
It was on this day 25 years ago, 2001.
Next thing I know, I'm looking up at the South China Sea and we're dead. So we fell for almost 8,000 feet in an inverted dive.
Somehow, Osborne fought the plane, got it level, and pulled off an emergency landing on China's southern Hainan Island without permission. Osborne and his 23-member crew were held in China, setting off a diplomatic standoff. As Carol Simpson of ABC News reported at the time.
Week two in the standoff with China. A tough public stance from both sides. As
China's ambassador to the U.S. at the time, Yang Jiechi, went on PBS.
The United States should apologize for this incident and should act in a positive fashion.
Behind the scenes, an American diplomat in China, Mark Canning, tried to diffuse tensions. He flew down to visit the crew and begged a Chinese official there to show the world they were okay.
I said, just take some pictures of the American crew to show that they're not being beaten or tortured or mistreated in any way. And then that will help to cool the temperature down.
It cooled. The Chinese eventually let Canning buy daily stuff for the crew members, novels, Snickers bars, underwear. No kidding. All buying time. And 11 days into the crisis, Washington sent a letter saying sorry for the unauthorized landing, sorry the Chinese pilot died.
We just said we're sorry, and the Chinese could translate it any way they wanted.
The American crew went home the next morning. Now, China to this day tells a very different story. On state TV around every April 1st, the Chinese pilot Wang Wei, who died in the crash, is remembered as a martyr. Here is his widow, Ran Guoqing, in an interview.
He just wanted to chase away the American plane, saying, go away, this is our territory. The American pilot was caught off guard and became anxious and crashed into Wang Wei.
China scholar Jessica Chen Weiss at Johns Hopkins University says there's a point to this messaging by the Chinese government.
They argue that the United States has been kind of a bully and a hegemon trying to rally the public behind the Chinese Communist Party and appeal to that sense of nationalism and unity.
China today is a very different place, says longtime China scholar David Lampton.
China has the biggest navy by ship count of any navy in the world. Also, its missile force has grown enormously.
So what if the same crash happened today? In a recent foreign affairs piece, Lampton and his Chinese colleague Wang Jisi wrote it would likely trigger a war. Scott Tong, NPR News, Washington.